Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Samantha Bean, Marketing Coordinator for the Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too.
I am. And so we were calling specifically to talk a little bit about the upcoming Lebesnik Arts Festival. But if I can maybe start before that with, can you talk a little bit about your role over at Lebesnik, how long you've been with them, and what all your responsibilities are?
Sure. I've been with Lebesnik, for about 3 years now. My title is Marketing Coordinator, but, you know, with a small nonprofit, you kind of take on a lot of different roles. So events, fundraising, marketing, of course. So we all kind of wear a lot of hats here.
I totally understand that, without a doubt. And especially when you get to those special times of year. And so you guys are celebrating its 42 years this year, right, with the Lebesnik Arts Festival?
That's correct. This is our 42nd year of doing the Lebesnik Arts Festival.
So can you talk a little bit about just maybe some of the logistics, you know, dates and times, when it runs, where you actually hold this so people know, and then maybe if you can share a little bit about the history there.
Sure. This year, it's August 17th and 18th, a Saturday and a Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., right here on the grounds of Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Our admission is $5, but it's free for our LCA members, children 16 and under, active military personnel, and veterans. And Sunday admission is actually completely free for everybody, thanks to McDonald's of LaPorte County sponsoring the free family day that day.
Wow, very nice. Those sponsors are always terrific to have. There. Now, you've been there for 3 years, so it's not like you've been there all 42, but do you have a sense of how this festival first started?
I'm not sure how it first started, but we did do this festival for a very long time on the beach in Michigan City.
Wow.
But in the last 10 years, they brought it to Lebesnik Center just so people can get a feel for what the center does, what we offer, all of our different exhibits, all the classes we have, and just kind of connect people a little bit more to the center and what we do.
You guys do a lot throughout the whole year, obviously, and so to highlight that is terrific. I'm curious, what are you most excited about for this year's festival?
For this year's festival, I'm most excited about the artists that we have. We have over 80 artists coming, and this year, more than half of them are new to the festival. And that's really exciting to get some new people in, different kind of art, people seeing different things. Each year, we have a different juror that picks which artists will be in the festival. So every year, you're going to get something different. But this year is really different. We have a lot of new artists.
That is going to be exciting, especially because you have such a following. I'm sure you guys get the same core group that comes out every year that just looks forward to this festival. You know, having new artists and highlighting new artists is just an exciting time. So you've got that coming up. Again, that is the this 17th and 18th, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, there are tickets. Sunday, you don't need tickets because a sponsor, McDonald's of LaPorte, is picking that up. How do people actually get tickets?
To get tickets, you just show up.
Okay. Just at the door. Don't have to worry about doing it in advance.
You don't have to go online to order them. Don't have to get them in advance. Just day of. At the door.
All right. And, you know, finally, you can't talk to Lebesnik without saying clearly there's more than just the 42nd annual Arts Fest. So what else are you excited about coming up this fall at Lebesnik?
Well, currently we have a exhibition that's going on called Kapow, Mighty Mythos. It's an exhibition that provides an opportunity to look at a curated section of vintage comic books, toys, promotional materials and artwork created between the 1960s and the 1980s. It's all about superheroes, and it's really exciting. It's all throughout the space, throughout LCA. Additionally, we're having our fall classes start up pretty soon. Well, not pretty soon, but they start registering in mid-August. So be look on the lookout for that. And then in the fall, we're having a new exhibition starting in November called Healers and Dreamers.
So some exciting stuff coming up, whether you want to be hands-on yourself or you just want to check out some great artists and artwork. So, Samantha, thank you for being on with us today. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners on Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week highlighting more of the arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.